Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Short. It's been a while since I've done a live podcast, or at least done a podcast, so I hope your 2014 is off to a good start. I have had a very weird couple of weeks that I'm going to share with you. The first thing is about my prescription glasses, or I should say sunglasses. So, I usually wear prescription sunglasses because I'm extremely sensitive to sunlight. And the last time I had a prescription or had glasses made would have been, I think, and going on memory here, probably was around 2008. And so I have worn my glasses for, like I said, what is this, 2014? So that's almost 7 years. And I usually keep them in my outer shirt pocket. I was very careful with them for the first 3 or 4 years, of course. Always kept them in the case. And then, you know how time goes by and you just get a little bit more careless. But I've dropped them a couple of times, and I think once or twice even the lens popped out, but I was able to put it back in. You know, that kind of thing. Natural wear and tear. Normal wear and tear. So, a couple of weeks ago, I was over at Costco, and I wasn't really paying attention. I had my glasses in my outer shirt breast pocket, and I presume, and I don't remember this, but you know, Costco is a big box store, you know, there's a lot of big items, cases of water, you know, heavy cans. I must have been lifting. This is what I thought happened. Now I have second thoughts, but at the time, by the time I got back to the car after shopping in the parking lot, I reached into my shirt pocket and because the sun was starting to come out again. It was a very cloudy day. And I found that the glasses had broken in two in my shirt pocket, right down the bridge. You know, the nose is as if you took both lenses or the frames in both hands and just bent them back like a wishbone type thing. You know, so each section of the frame with the lens was separated, two pieces, and I was very disappointed, upset, but you know, it's like, wow, and again, prescription, and it takes a lot. I like to have my glasses very, very, very dark, so that happened on a Saturday evening. I'm going to skip some of the interim things because I don't want to confuse the story. But on Monday, I happened to be at an ophthalmologist's office. And by the way, I had still had the glasses with me, the broken frame. And I was talking to the optometrist in the doctor's office. And he said, you know, I may have a frame that will fit these. So he took the lenses, and believe it or not, he actually had a frame that was about 7 years old, 6, 7 years old, same style. And it fit the frames. Now, those of you who don't wear glasses may not be impressed by this, but generally speaking, a person will buy the frame, and then they order the lenses, and the lenses are cut to fit the frame. It's almost never done in reverse, where you have the lenses of a certain shape and then try to find the frames. It doesn't work that way. And so it was a big surprise that in all of Southern California, I happened to, and I, by the way, in the last 4 or 5 years, including the original office where I bought these glasses, I had gone back a year later thinking that, you know, I really need to get a backup pair or a backup frame. And of course, they didn't sell those, you know, glass frame styles change every month, seems like. So in the last 4 or 5 years, over time, I have gone to several offices. Oh, do you have any frames that look like these? You know, it wasn't a major project, but it was a kind of thing that I did when I was just, when I thought about it. And of course, they all looked at me like, are you kidding me? You know, I mean, they didn't say, are you kidding me? But they looked like, no, because most of the time when optometrists get old frames or broken frames, they either throw them away or they give them to the Lions Club to ship them overseas. So very rarely, but this particular optometrist, like me, hates to throw anything away. And so he had big, big boxes of old frames from other customers, some with broken bows, some with the cracked lenses, and he just keeps them. And then when he gets a customer like me in who he can help, he'll just give you the frame. And by the way, he gave me the frame for free. So it was a very, just a marvelous surprise. So the following Saturday, so basically a week has gone by, I'm back at Costco. And of course, I have the gifted frames, right? This time, of course, I'm being very, very careful. And I do have them in my outer breast pocket, but I'm careful not to do anything like, you know, lift anything or something. I'm walking outside of the Costco and I start to lean over to pick up a big box of popcorn. So, you know, the whole box probably weighed all of a pound, maybe two. I mean, it's all air, right? And right when I go to pick up the box, I hear this pop. I mean, I heard it snap. I reach into my outer shirt pocket and these new frames, or the second pair of frames, had cracked, broken in the exact same place. That is to say, along the same bridge area, in the same parking lot, at roughly the same time of day. What are the odds? I was beside myself. I couldn't believe it. I did some checking, and I don't want to sound like a weirdo, but I do try to take copious notes about my life. And looking back through my personal records, it has been at least 21 years since I broke a pair of glasses. I've changed designs. I've even swapped out glasses. But to just actually break a pair of glasses has been at least 21 years. All of a sudden, I have broken two pair of glasses within 2 weeks. And what made it so odd is that it happened at the same store, roughly the same time of day. And this time, unlike the first time, I can't tell you when they broke. But the second time, I was not lifting anything. There was no pressure on the frame. I didn't do anything, you know, that would, except for not having them in the case, apparently. But I just heard it snap. And I thought, what? I don't know. Very bizarre. And so, after my initial bout of disbelief and disappointment, on the next day, I went back up to the optometrist where I'd gotten so fortunate the first time. And believe it or not, he had one more frame. He went through all his boxes for me. And believe me, I'm definitely getting this guy a nice present for all his help. He had one last frame that fit these lenses. I got the last. I mean, you know, just so the odds against this, talk about lightning striking twice. And so now I've had these second set of frames. Don't get confused. I think you know where I am. And I am keeping them in the case. Believe me. I mean, I'm not even, and it's been about 2 or 3 days now. I am not putting them in my shirt pocket ever again. I got to tell you the truth. I half expect them to spontaneously break in the case. And it's a hard case. I really do. There comes a point at which, I mean, it's just the odds of what happening twice. It would be very interesting to calculate the statistics on that. But that's far beyond my pay grade. Okay. So I do have working glasses with my original frames. And of course, one more thing. I did order a new set of lenses. I went to this is more information you need, so I'll keep it short. But I will soon have a newer pair. And the ones I'm currently wearing will be serving as backup. But there you go. Under coincidence, huh? Okay. Now, to the subject of today's show. I don't know if you have been watching or listening to the news or reading the newspaper or blogs, or, but there really has been, and most people that I talk to are aware of the Target store, you know, the Target Corporation breach around Christmas or Thanksgiving, when a lot of credit card accounts and things were stolen. There has been a recent breach. I think the Target cut me a little bit of slack on the numbers. I think the Target was about, I think they said 5 million people or 50 million. This was 100 million in the last 2 weeks that were stolen. Again, credit card accounts stolen. And several of my friends have reported that they had some fraudulent activity on their credit cards. The people who are doing this are no longer trying to charge $10,000 on one credit card and hoping to get away with it. What they do now is they will charge $8, $7, $3, $12 randomly, usually once a month, maybe twice a month. And of course, if you multiply that times, let's say 10,000 credit card accounts, you're talking some serious money. And most people, myself included, until recently, most people really don't scrutinize their credit card, especially if they use them a lot. It used to be in the old days, I would just kind of, you know know what I spent during the month for the most part, and I'd kind of eyeball it, and I think I owe $320 or $450 on my credit card. So if it came up at $475, you know, I used to do that. But because of smartphones and technology, it is much easier, and many credit card companies, I'm sure they all do it, and even your bank will do it. You can set up alerts, and we call them push alerts because, you know, they come right to you. That will, and depending on the company, will depend on the type of alerts you can set up. But you can download apps, either company or product-specific apps or generic apps that will kind of put all your credit cards and accounts under one umbrella. And so whenever a hold or a charge is attempted on your card, you will get an alert. Either I prefer text messages because they're permanent. I can keep them. I don't like the alerts that go away and then you clear the alert, but that's kind of a nitpicky thing. So I set this up a couple of months ago. And you can even go as far, because some people say, well, I don't want my phone giving me text messages at 3 a.m. in the morning, or I don't want to be having alerts all during the day. It's been my experience on both my Android and my iPhone that you can tell the alert system when you want the alerts to come through. So I have, for example, one of mine I have set up to send me alerts between 8 and 8:30 p.m. So even if something gets charged, and you know, If a hold is placed on my card, well, on the credit card, I have it set so it's real time, but on other apps, I have it set so it's only between a certain hours of the day. So if, again, in this scenario, if somebody charged something at 3 o'clock, I wouldn't be, it'll go into the system, but I won't be alerted to it till 8 o'clock. You know, 3 or 4 hours isn't probably going to make or break you. So anyway, as I was saying, a couple of my friends had their cards, they were alerted by their credit card companies that there was some suspicious activity. Said activity including $3 in South Africa. You know, I mean, you get the idea of something that's so bizarre. $3 in South Africa, $18 in London, $10 in Germany, somewhere in Germany, and all on the same day. You get the idea. So when I saw these things happening, I thought, well, let me look at my card. My account, sorry. And I, you know, usually keep very good tabs on these things. And sure enough, now, in most cases, I pay off my credit cards at the end of each month. And that makes it, of course, much, much easier to keep track of it, right? And there was a couple of charges. There were a couple of charges. $7.50, $6. And I immediately called the credit card company and disputed them. And of course, and this is the painful part, canceled the credit card, because in order to do that, you know, somebody, and by the way, I was told that these charges were entered manually. So there you have it. I mean, that it happened to me, you know. Now, a couple of things that I do that I want to suggest to you, and you may have heard this advice from financial analysts, but I've been doing this for the last 10 years, maybe even longer. So, and for me, it's just common sense. So which is to say, if you don't do it or didn't do it, I'm not saying you don't have any common sense, but maybe I'm just a little paranoid. I don't know. But there's a couple of things I do. One, I never use my debit card. Never. I take it back. I only use my debit card at major grocery stores. And after what happened in the last couple of weeks, I may even stop doing that. Remember, your debit card is a direct access to your bank account. Now, you know, unless your name is Jobs or Gates, I can't afford to have even a disputed charge. Remember, when somebody charged something on your credit card, even while they're investigating it, that money is gone. So let's assume that you have $1,500 in your bank account and somebody fraudulently accesses $900. Okay, you can dispute it. But unlike on a credit card, that money's gone from your bank account. And it may take them a month or 2 months for you to get that $900 back. And understand this, every time you use your debit card, you're giving people access, direct access, to your bank account. Even if you go to a restaurant, I mean, you know, it's amazing what people can do. The very fact that my credit card, and this is one that I've been using for years, it's the only one I really use. I've used it to from on mom and pop sites. I use it for restaurants. So after 7 or 8 years, I'm not surprised that something happened. I mean, it's been swiped countless times. And I'm sure certainly that some of those systems have been compromised. I'm not suggesting it's anybody that I directly came in contact with, but again, you know, I've used it in a lot of places. So what I do is I use one credit card, and even if I have multiple credit cards, I use the other ones sparingly and I watch them carefully. But especially if you're not going to pay off the card each month, you want to be very careful. So I have one credit card, and then it has a limited credit line. In this case, $800. I may have said this in shows gone past, but I only use a credit card certainly online with a limited balance. Because if you have a $10,000, I know people who have $10,000 credit lines, and you put that number into somebody's website. And we're not talking about a place like Amazon or PayPal or let's say Apple or Microsoft, you know, big, we're talking small places, gift shops, in faraway places. You just open yourself up. I'd certainly rather dispute $800 than $8,000. You see what I mean? And I'd much rather have it on a credit card that's not, or on an account that's not directly tied to my money, direct money. So, this is what I suggest you do. One, you know, start limiting the number of cards you use. And certainly when it comes to doing online, and I also think restaurants too. I know when you look at receipts on the restaurant, you only see the last four digits, but you know, it's just not that simple. It really is not. And a lot of people do something that I never do. I never leave the table. If I use a credit card to pay, I always hand the receipt to the cashier. I don't just leave it on the table and go, somebody will pick it up. So some of this is common stuff, but so I suggest that you have one primary credit card that you use for all your transactions. And if you are going to do online purchases, have your credit card a very limited balance. I liked it less than $1,000. Actually, mine used to be $500. They bumped it up to $3,000, and I demanded that they take it down to $800. They always want to up you on that because, you know, it's in their best interest to have you owing more money, right? the credit card company I'm talking about. And also, I strongly urge you not to use your debit card. I really cannot stress that enough. Every time you swipe your credit card, every time you enter your credit card, your debit card, forgive me, I get confused. Every time you do that, you're giving somebody, some entity, direct access to your money. So if you're going to do it, and again, I do it for major supermarkets, and to date, I've had no issue with that over the years. Again, but I may rethink that. And the only other time I use my debit card is when I'm at the direct ATM. A direct ATM at a major bank. It's not, you know, I don't go to some of these kiosks that are out in the middle of a field somewhere where they charge you $5 just to take out $20. But, you know, use some common sense, be careful, and remember to make a joyful noise, okay? And I'll see you back here soon.